Top of the morning, top of the morning. Brilliance, William. Brilliance. Definitely in a good mood today. In a better mood than I've been in the past couple days, couple weeks, couple months. God has been good. Self is good. Today I come in just to motivate and let y'all know, man, you are in control of who you are. You don't let nobody, and I'm going to say this throughout the entire podcast today, this, you know, my morning scribe, you let nobody control who you are. God made one you. Even if you have a twin, y'all have, it could be triplets, you know, however many of it, you all have a distinct quality about yourself that's different. Nobody in this world is the same, even if they try to be. There's going to be a distinct difference about you and that potential, you know, that person. Let nobody control you. Let nobody break you. Even if that's their aim to try and that's what they're supposed to do. Honestly, that's probably what they were put on this earth to do. They feel, you know, they may feel like that's what they're supposed to do. You don't give nobody the power over your life, the regards over your life. You stay poised. You stay strong today. To all my followers out there, if you're going through something, if you feel like something is ailing you, it is almost to the point where it is breaking you. Like, some people have gotten to that point where they feel like, man, you know what? I'm breaking. Like, I can't deal. Strength. Call on who you call on. If it's the universe, tell the universe to speak back to you. Because in every sense, in every form, we are not perfect. So we deal with things and we try to figure them out. You know? We try to understand what it is that we go through and why it is we're going through it. So I had some things I had to go through in order just to see what my, honestly, it could have been just to see what my faith was. Because as human beings, we don't know why we go through certain things. We don't understand these things. Like, we're just trying to figure it out. You know, you're trying to understand, man, why am I going through this? Why am I breaking down because of this when I've been through worse? And this is a true story. I've been through worse. Why is this breaking me down? Why is this have me like, I just can't figure it out? Because that's the reason. You just don't understand why. But let me tell you something about faith and strength and positivity. It's not a fake thing. It's not a fake thing of having positive vibes in your life. It's not a fake thing on being honest with self and being one with self. It's not a fake thing. And don't let nobody tell you different. I treat myself and I respect myself. I love myself, therefore I honor myself. And I think that all of us should love thyself. Never break yourself, because you know what? At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you're going to figure it out and be like, dang, man, maybe if I just did this, it would have came out a better dynamic. You know, overall, like, you would have been like, you know what? Had I thought about it like this, maybe it would have. Because we are not perfect. And we are of God, right? And being that we are of God, when you think of certain things, have you ever noticed that those certain things do happen? It may not happen when you think they're supposed to happen, like right then and there, but honestly, it does come up to a point where you're like, man, I thought this and it actually happened. We are the manifestors of our own sanctity. Like, God gives us free will. Free will to decide on what it is that we're going to do with our lives. If we're going to follow God's will, then, you know, be that as it may. But if we want to follow our own will, sometimes you follow your own will, and I'm gonna be real with you, sometimes things don't happen the way you want them to. You feel me? Like it's not in the sense that we are I guess you could say the dynamic or the, you know, but we are creators of our own. Be really a creator of your own way. And again, man, I'm just coming today to say to any and everybody, whatever you're dealing with, however you're dealing with it, whatever you're doing, however you're looking at it, do not let it get to you. Do not let it break you. Do not make it make you think that you are any less of a being than the next person because you feel a certain way or you look at things a certain way. Be strong in who you are. I walk around and not with so much as with a sense of arrogance, but with a sense of I can identify who I am. And I can be flawed. Just again, nothing's perfect. But I can be, I feel comfortable with who I am and I feel strong with who I am. Now, if it takes some learning and it takes some moving around to know some things, then be that, let it be, you know, let that be what it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? And let the structure fall where it fall. You know, understand that life is and always will be a surprise. You know, step out today and let faith be your regard. Let faith be what you hold on to. Not what man or woman thinks you should, but with your faith and whatever it is that you believe in and whatever it is that you have structure built around. Let that guide you. Let it be positive though, not negative. Let that guide you. And let everything fall where it needs to fall. I've been through some things that a lot of people said, man. A lot of people have even said to me, like, I don't even know how you made it. Or why? Well, I know why. It's because God has the final word. Whether it's my decision to go through what I went through, because we make wrong decisions, and we don't think things through before we just do them. It could be a passion of the moment. It could be anything, whatever, right? But I know why. Because God says so. Man does not have the final word on anything that happens to me or anything I go through. Man or woman, nobody. But God, inshallah, that I always give God the power and never give anybody else the sanctity, the power, anything over your life. I don't care if you're before a judge. Nobody has a final say so but God. Your life could be changed in an instant. Somebody could tell you you're in trouble for the rest of your life. But if there's a difference in what you believe in, and you like, you know what? I don't believe you, man. I'm good. And you honestly believe that, things can change for you in the instance. But it's up to us to have faith, blind faith. Blind faith is what you should always have. And with blind faith is that not knowing the entity that you pray to or whatever the case may be is not right there in your face. It's not right there in your element. But you know what? I got blind faith. That means that I can walk anywhere on the many corners of this earth, and I know that I'm protected because I have blind faith. What they say, all it takes is the faith of a mustard seed. as small as it is, to move a mountain, as big as it is. So it's never how big or small the problem, it's just how big your, where's your faith at? Can you sit down and really, can you sit down and honestly look at yourself and be like, you know, okay, I was wrong in this particular situation. Or whether he was right, just still being able to honestly identify who you are, identify what it is, and move forward. I thought I was broken. As a human being, we think because you don't give God the glory, or you don't give whoever it is you pray to the glory. So we think we're broken because maybe a decision or something was made, and you just, nah, man, you ain't never broken. Don't claim that. I don't claim nothing but faith and strength. That's why I can honestly wake up and be like, all right, you know what? I need to change this. But never claim to be broken. Never claim to be in a bad spot. I would never claim that, because I'm never broken and I'm never in a bad spot. When you're in a situation and you're trying to figure out what that situation is, the situation is a lesson. It's teaching you something. And you gotta keep your eyes open, your mouth closed, and your ears open to what it is that is being brought in front of you. And not let whatever it is that it's teaching you, don't let it break you, because if you get too deep into it, you might, no. Be who you were sent to be. Live through who you were sent to live through. And go on and move forward however God is supposed to. It's telling you, move forward. Cry because of what? Be within strength. Be within love. Don't be within fear. Fear of who? You should fear no man but God. And God wants your fear to be of respect, if anything. God wants you to ultimately, my child, I want you to figure things out. I want you to know that you're not alone in this fight. You're never alone. Even when you think that you're alone and that's the only thing that, man, you're never alone. And I had to think about that the hard way, because I still do to this day. I try to be different, but I used to deal with things on my own, and people like, man, you got to let people help you, man. What you think we're here for? I'm like, all right. I still be trying to deal with things on my own, but sometimes you got to let people in, and if their hearts are pure and they have good intent, you will find your way. And if they don't have good intent, then God will remove them when it's all said and done. Be strong in what you do today, my good people. Be strong and be of yourself. Be of your breath. Be of your heart. Be of your lungs. Let everything flow as it. Let everything work and flow as it's supposed to. Stop trying to control everything. You can't. Only control what you are allowed to control, and figure out what you are allowed to figure out. We can't always have it this particular way. It's just not going to work. Because when we have it like that, we make decisions and we do stupid things. See life as clear as possible when I'm looking through my glasses. I feel life. You embrace it. Embrace positivity today. Embrace longevity. Embrace love. Embrace all that it is around you that is pure. Because a once broken man or woman will never be broken again, because they know how it feels and they know where they were when they felt it, and it just doesn't. I don't want to ever go back there. Even if sometimes like things get rough and you got to feel, man. Strength. Grab it from wherever you can. The deepest depths of wherever you are. Grab it and follow. Just go. Just go, man. I'm in the best mood. Today is a good day. Today is gonna be a good day. Today is gonna be the best day by far for you and for me. We all gonna have a good day. Claim that. The power of positivity. It's beyond what we think. The power of faith. It is beyond what we think. The power of knowing thyself is beyond what we can think. You can do so many things as long as you believe in yourself and you know that God has the best for you. The best intentions for you. Step out on faith today, y'all. Don't look back. Don't question. Don't question on anything. I guarantee you're gonna see the day as clear as you should. I say this with everything in me and my well-being. Bless up. Be good.